With us this morning is Governor David Paterson to give us an update. What's going on in New York City? What's going on in New York State? Governor, shoplifting. I mean, it's still running rapid in New York City. The drugstores in San Francisco, in Los Angeles, they're just closing down because they don't want to do business in San Francisco, Los Angeles. Eric Adams says he is against the shoplifting and he's going to help. How do you feel about it, Governor?
Well, I think the biggest problem with shoplifting is when the district attorneys decided not to prosecute anyone over $500. So if you shoplifted, well, by buying all these things, getting a receipt, not paying the bill and walking out the door, all you have to do is show the receipt to the police officers and it's, oh, $484. We can't do anything about it. Go on your way, sir. So it's just really another example of the antisocial, almost lack of judgment and lack of concern for anybody else other than the individuals who are doing this. And it was very encouraging to hear that Eric Adams, unlike a lot of previous Democratic candidates, has not let these situations go by without without comment. Now, we know he's against shoplifting, but he started to talk about the ways that we could start to control it. And one of them is to make sure that everybody gets prosecuted.
I am glad that Eric Adams has the courage to stand up against, what do we call it, the cancel culture?
Yeah, and he's, I think what he's really demonstrating is that you could have some concerns with law enforcement activities and policies in the past, but that should never get in the way of the fact that you are still basically the number one crime fighter in the city, the mayor, and then the police commissioner, and he'll bring someone in. But I think he's the first candidate who's been able to join those two situations. It's almost as if you had problems with the police, you don't care about crime. No, a lot of people had problems with the police. They care very much about crime. And at the same time, the police, violence against the police, and was another situation this week involving a police officer, and one in New Jersey, where a stolen car tried to run him over. And it's very dangerous for the police, and they've got to be supported by the government official. In this case, will be either Mayor Eric Adams or Mayor Curtis Sliwa. In both cases, they've pledged themselves to that support.
If we solve the crime problem in New York, I think New York comes back real fast. What's your opinion?
Oh, I totally agree. People love New York. They're sorry they're out of the city. I mean, I thought about all the things that used to bother me, and I miss them. I haven't been shoved on a subway in 18 to 20 months, John. I used to get shoved every day in the subway. You had to stand online to cross the streets now because there's so many people there. Just the traffic issues. There hadn't been much traffic. It's starting to build back. But whenever you reduce crime in a neighborhood, you automatically spur economic development exponentially.
I agree with you 110%. We get rid of COVID. We get rid of crime. New York comes back in a big way. Now, New York State, we have a new governor. Give us an update how you feel things are going.
You know, some of the people that are working for the governor or hear about things that are going on with the governor have said to me that there was a huge difference between when she became governor and when I became governor. When I became governor, members of the former Spitzer staff worked very hard to try to help me and the state. And our ability to get the government stabilized happened very quickly because of that. In the case of Governor Hochul, you had a number of the former governor's staff members who were there for a long period of time, and you know, you can't get rid of everybody. And some of them have been kind of hostile, and it's taken her a little bit of a while to really get her hands around the machinery of government. But now that she has, she's questioning a lot of the projects. She shut down the what they call the train to nowhere out in Queens. She's looking at some other issues in terms of the fact that for transportation, we're going to have to do something about subways that come over the east side into Queens, because that equipment and that the whole setup there is in ruin. And then we've got issues in terms of expanding the 7 train toward further into the west side of Manhattan. And so there are a lot of transportation issues she's going to have to address. There are going to be some educational challenges because the schools do not want to go on remote, but it's been very difficult. The lawsuit with the Teachers Association, there's a lot going on, but I think she's been very strong, very stable, and has opened up the doors of government and the ears of government, which we've needed for a long time.
Now, congestion pricing. I understand New Jersey is as mad as hell and they can't take it anymore. And I understand Staten Island, it's double coupons for them. They're going to pay the Verrazano Bridge and then congestion pricing. What do you think of this stuff?
The issue of congestion pricing is an anachronism. If we talked about it 4 or 5 years ago, and I was on Governor Cuomo's congestion pricing task force, there were a lot of problems in the Central Business District, which is 34th Street to 59th Street. And there was a sense that perhaps people coming from outside into that area could pay some taxes to help to dissuade some of the congestion that was causing problems. The average speed of cars in the Business Improvement District was 4.25 miles an hour. Some people can walk faster than that. But we've been through so much after COVID and the ancillary problems that developed economically from COVID. To even try to impose those congestion pricing rules right now is clearly a misunderstanding of the time period. That time doesn't exist right now. We hope that we would have to come back in about 5 years and look at congestion pricing. Right now, we've got to get the trains running, the people working, the kids educated in school, and the city running like it used to.
You know, Governor, I wish you'd run for governor again or run for mayor or do something because you belong in government.
Well, thank you. After what I just said, I'll bet I could win an office in New Jersey, right?
Thank you, Governor Patterson.
Thank you, John.
And God bless you. And we hope we all love New York, and we hope we open up real soon.
Thank you.